is for self-care. Have you ever gotten halfway through your day or week and or even your weekend when you're supposed to be having a good time and resting and asked yourself, my God, where am I? Like, you've been so busy and you've given so much that you've lost yourself. Let's pray about this. Let's call on our angels and our guides and get ourselves back. We've got this light, this essence that's supposed to be bright and strong within us, but we give and we give and we give, and the next thing you know, there's nothing left. What we're supposed to be giving is God's light. We're supposed to be overflowing. In order to do that, we have to fill up so that we have extra to give. Even if it means returning to these podcasts or your prayers, your visualizations, your journal, nature, many, many times a day. You don't have to take a whole day or a whole week or 2 weeks or this long vacation to rejuvenate. It needs to be little bits through the day. You don't wait and drink a whole ton of water all on the weekend and didn't drink all week long. You do it throughout the day. This is why so many people go on vacation and come home and then they're exhausted and they're stressed out because they got to catch up. You know, is it worth it? I think that it is. I think that it's wonderful. But I think that when you come back and you get back into your daily routine, it has to have woven into it self-care, connecting to your own soul, to God, to your own spirituality, your own spirit, your own light, your own essence. How do we wake this up? There's this energy in the upper chest, and that is where I see the soul center as sitting. The soul center is not quite a vortex, but it's like this glowing center of energy, meaning it's not a chakra necessarily, but it is a massive amount of condensed energy that represents you. So put your hand right over that upper chest center as if you're wearing a pendant or a necklace around your neck, and the pendant hangs right there in the upper chest. And I'm barely touching my chest. My hand is moving round and round in a circular motion. Doesn't matter what direction it goes in. Let it go whatever way it wants to go. We're going to kind of stir up your soul light. We're going to wake up who you are. A lot of us have given too much of ourselves away. We need to keep those boundaries in place. As guilty as you feel, you want to keep your boundaries in place. Meaning, you just can't keep giving. You've just got to go do something by yourself. Even if you feel so bad, like you're supposed to be doing something with your kids or your partner or your family, your extended family. If you need something, take that time. But it doesn't have to be this mass, huge getaway. It can just be a moment. We ask our angels and our guides to help us to remember who we are. We ask them to stir up our light for us. We ask them to uncover our soul light. We ask them to remove the responsibilities from us. Meaning, of course, we have to continue to get everything done, but it can feel very different. It doesn't have to feel heavy and hard to do. It can feel light as you're singing and flowing through your day, easily getting everything done and having people step in and help you and handing over tasks and taking breaks between tasks. We ask for that. We ask for this feeling of fluidity. We ask that our life feels effortless. We ask that the burden on our shoulders is removed. We ask that energetically we're able to hand over the heaviness of our responsibilities. We ask that we feel lighter and lighter. Think of a buoy in the water and something was holding it down and we're taking off that heavy weight so that it bounces up to the surface and it just bobs along easily on top of the water. We ask that we feel like that. We ask that all of the responsibilities, all of the to-do list, all of our tasks feel light to us and easy and fun. So that feels more like a fun obstacle course or a fun game we're playing. We ask that we're able to see with a new perspective. We ask that we're able to see our list of things to do or our day ahead of us from our soul center. We ask that our soul light is a big part of everything that we do today. that we're not just sort of dragging ourselves along, but that we are living from our soul. We're laughing. We're bringing a high energy to every single moment. And you know how life sometimes can feel mundane? Like, this isn't fun. We're cleaning the basement, or this just isn't fun. Like, it was supposed to be fun, my kid's birthday party or something, but instead it's just a lot of work. It's so much work to get it done and get it ready, and you're just glad it's over. We ask that that shifts. We ask that God's presence is in each moment and each activity. We ask that we enjoy being in ourselves. We don't care what's happening. We don't care what is required of us. We ask that we enjoy being ourselves. We feel comfortable with ourselves. It's kind of like we're going to take off this feeling of too tight a pants with the buttons too tight around the waist and a constricting shirt. We're just going to cut all of these off of ourselves and instead put on a soft cotton fabric that we can just flow in and move in easily and breathe deeply in. We ask for this feeling. We ask that everywhere we go today, we feel so comfortable. We feel ourselves. We now ask that we fill up as if we're empty. Imagine you have this empty bowl and you're going to hold it in your hands in front of you. And then you're going to turn on a spigot. And you're going to let the water drip. And then let it stream. Just let it stream into the bowl in your hand. And now as it starts to fill up totally, it's going to overflow. And when it begins to overflow, I want you to lift the bowl up and pour it into your upper chest as if you're going to absorb every bit of the water. You're going to take it into yourself. And then do it again. Hold out your hand with the bowl in it. Turn on the water. Let it fill the bowl. Wait till it fills halfway. Then to the top, then as it overflows, lift it up, pour it into your chest, your upper chest, and just keep filling yourself in this way, over and over. You can either use your hands or you can just imagine it. You're going to receive. You can also imagine that you're standing under a waterfall, kind of like a shower, but it's a waterfall of light. Receive it. Let it fill you up. We ask the angels and the spirit guides to fill us completely. We ask them to nurture us. We ask them to take care of us. We ask them to help us to feel loved. So this is your turn, and your turn can just be 10 minutes. You can give and give all day long and just take these little 10-minute breaks. Most people won't even notice, or they'll get used to it, that you always disappear for 10 minutes. And when you come back, you're so happy and you're so light. Train your family and train your partner to allow you to meet your needs. It doesn't always mean that you have to go skiing for the entire weekend or mountain biking or hiking by yourself for hours on end. It can, but that doesn't have to be the solution. The solution can be, no, you're present, you're helping out, you're doing your part. And you are escaping for little moments at a time to be with yourself. So rock forward and back if you're sitting. This just soothes the body. It gives the energy field the message that everything's okay. It's kind of like being rocked back and forth in a rocking chair by a wonderful, loving grandmother or mother figure. We ask that all of our stress is removed, that we feel cared for, that we feel special. We ask that layers and layers of light are wrapped around our shoulders to nurture us and comfort us like a blanket. We ask our spirit guides and our angels to draw our energy down through our feet so that we're fully present and lit up. It's hard to have a strong, bright energy if we're not grounded. Think of grounding as like plugging in a Christmas tree. So you're the tree and you've got all these little dormant lights all over you. And when you plug it in to an electrical grounding system, the whole tree lights up magnificently. So we ask that we're grounded, so that we can light up completely. If we're sort of drifting in, drifting out, half here, half not here, we can't be bright enough. We ask that we feel loved by our angels and guides. We ask that we feel that we are enveloped in their light, like layers and layers of light around us, different colors around us. We ask that it feels like our turn. Imagine that one at a time, our angels are hugging us, embracing us. And we feel so loved, so adored, so cared for, so held, so nurtured. Now lift up your face to the heavens like the sunlight is pouring over your face. Imagine all of this colorful light is shining on your face. You're just drinking it in. Imagine that there's nothing you have to do today. All you have to do is sit here and receive the light. Take it in, take it in, take it in. Now imagine that you hear this chorus of angels saying over and over, "We love you, we love you," and they say your name. For example, "We love you, Ariel. We love you," like that, over and over. Receive their energy. It's your turn. We ask our angels and our guides to help us to incorporate all of this energy, to integrate it, to ground it, to become it. We ask that we're able to take all of this into our bodies, into our muscles. We ask that our soul light is alive and vibrant. We ask that our soul light moves our body. We move from within. We live from within. We ask that our laughter comes from the soul. We ask that our eyes shine from the soul light. We ask that we feel gentle and soft and caring, especially toward ourselves.